waiting on them. I have to say, it was one of the least interesting games to me. I mean, yeah. I sat and watched it. You know, I didn't go to sleep, but I sat and watched it. But, you know, I really didn't get all that excited about it. I don't know what it was about the game.
I was there, and I got whiplash because my head kept going to each end zone, yeah. You know, one after the other.
You know, I was saying, why am I not more interested in this game or excited about it? The only thing I could figure, it would be like years ago when I was teaching P.E., and they were playing in PE and just running up down the floor or the field. You know, you don't pay much attention to it. That's what that game reminded me of. It reminded me of a good PE game.
Oh, yeah, and it's about what it was.
And I don't know if that's why, you know, there wasn't as much interest because whoever had it basically scored.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just, I don't know, it just.
No like shots are on the Auburn defense, but Alabama defense giving up 44 did surprise me.
Well, it didn't surprise me with Auburn either, but you're right. If you'd have told me that Auburn was going to put 44 points up on Alabama, I'd have said, you're absolutely nuts.
Yeah, and I would, if somebody had said Auburn scores 44, I would have bet my house, my vehicles, everything but my family
sure,
on it.
Sure.
And
well,
I would have lost.
Wouldn't you think if you put 44 points up on the board that you're going to win the football game?
Right.
Come on.
Which brings us to my highlight of the weekend. Ellis Johnson, former defensive coordinator at Auburn, gone.
You've been waiting to say that.
I've been waiting all year.
All year long.
And the funny thing, Ronnie, Sunday, I think it was, my Facebook filled up with people posting that Ellis Johnson had been fired. Ellis Johnson had been fired. I was tagged in post after post. It did make my weekend.
Well, I can, you know, was it worth, so it was worth
it
the
It was
defeat?
Worth the loss. Yeah. Auburn is better off in the long run. And
I agree
people,
with that.
Look it up on YouTube or look at my Facebook and you can see why Auburn give up 55 points.
Yeah.
Fourth and goal, I showed you the picture. Fourth and goal, 1:27 to go in the first half.
Yeah.
Auburn has 10 defensive players on the field. One of their defensive linemen is missing.
That's a trick.
Yeah. Ellis
Johnson.
Trying
to lure you into a false sense of security.
Ellis Johnson was making $850,000 a year.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
He should be able to count to 11.
A one and a two and a three.
Take your shoes off and count on your toes if you need to.
And I think it goes without saying that Alabama scored on that possession.
Oh, yeah, right in the exact
right in that
spot
gap.
The defensive lineman was missing.
Yeah, you had about a 6-foot gap that wasn't anybody. You could have ran that ball in.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, Ronnie, another thing, we actually had a linebacker standing back off the line. Could they not see that gap? And we had timeouts left.
Maybe that's hey, we're going back to last year, not during Alabama game, maybe that's the linebacker, you know, that went down with the injury in the end zone. He decided he was hurt all of a sudden.
I'm going to go ahead and say this.
Yeah.
The SEC championship this weekend, the worst matchup I've ever seen in the SEC. And Missouri could well come beat Alabama, but I'm not believing it. In fact, my account already on Alabama.
Yeah.
Everything that remains in it on Alabama minus 14.
Minus 14. But, you know, they're saying that Missouri, and I've watched Missouri play a couple times. You probably have too. That they have the best defensive front in all of college football.
No.
You've heard that.
Not play, oh, yeah. But they've not played the teams.
They don't play on the west side, do they?
Right.
Speaking of, I know we're kind of just meandering right now, but speaking of the west side of the SEC, every team has qualified for a bowl.
Wow.
Every team has won at least 6 games in the SEC West. I don't know if that's a first or not. I wouldn't be surprised.
What is the total? Do you know the total for the SEC? I know Florida be bowl eligible, Georgia.
We can look it up.
Florida going to be without a coach.
Florida
in a bowl game.
That's right. Well, you got all the West. So what is there? 6.
Yeah.
Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, LSU, Arkansas,
Texas A&M.
Well, there's 7. So there'll be 7 on the other side. So it's because it's even amount.
Yeah. So the SEC should
7
have about 9 teams bowling.
Because you got Missouri on the other side, Georgia on the other side.
Yeah, they didn't count Missouri.
Florida on the other side. That's three. That's ten.
Ten. Yeah. And I'm hearing rumors. Folks, get excited. Get your tickets. Auburn could be going to the Music City Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee.
Man.
Nothing like sitting out on December 28th, 29th in Nashville, Tennessee.
That will be a hot ticket. You better get it.
Every time I think about
where do you have to get in line to get that ticket?
Anywhere you want to. Auburn will be paying people to go to that bowl game.
Hey, guys, before you get too far from the Iron Bowl, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you explain to me that opening play?
Yeah, we talked about that too. Explain too.
Yeah, I do not have a clue that Griffith kicked it off and kicked it to about.
Oh, I'm going to then say I was thinking about the first play. Yeah, I'm going to say happened the first two plays. Then Auburn throws the ball backward, and Rock Thomas stands there like you talked about it being a PE game.
That's exactly right.
He never seen the field again.
That's right. But if you did notice, Jay, that Griffith never came back on the field again the rest of that game. So I don't know. I don't know.
I thought he because they've been claiming a little pooch kick and they were trying to catch it.
That's what I thought.
But he done a poor job.
That's some poor pooching. I've got news for you. That got him on the pine the rest of the day. But I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with him. You know, Saban's been saying all year long that, you know, he's got some kind of illness, some kind of injury, something's wrong with him. I don't know. But, heck, fire. Why play him when you got your punter can kick it to the end zone,
70
kicking it off,
yard
and then
punting. Punt.
He is, you know, Jason, I know in my mind he's about at least the fourth best player on that team. Amari Cooper certainly is the best player on that team.
Oh, no doubt.
T.J. Yeldon, Cam Robinson, the offensive lineman who don't know whether he's going to be able to play this weekend or not. And then I think, is it Scott? Is that his last name?
I don't even know his last name.
It's left me, but I think his last name is Scott.
He didn't see the field enough the other night for me to get his name.
He punted two times, and one of them was 70 yards.
Yeah, 70 yards. Kicked it in the end zone.
Looks just like Ray Guy when he kicks a football. You know, his left foot stays down on the field, and his right foot is about, you know, 18 inches above his head.
Oh, man.
He is next to Cooper, he is their best weapon.
He will make good money on that leg.
Yes,
if
he will.
If it don't get broke.
That's right. That's what I told. We were at the house watching it, and I saw that he was kicking off, and I said, what he needs to do is the minute he kicks off is he needs to start running to the sideline.
Yeah.
Get off the field before you get yourself hurt. So.
Hey, let's hit a few news items, somewhat news items. We'll just kind of go over them. We'll talk more in depth about it as we go. Of course, Ellis Johnson out as Auburn defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
No shock to anybody. Whoa. Thought lightning
was
got
that
me.
Lightning?
Yeah. That was me. I bumped a wire.
Oh, is that what it was?
Michigan today fires Brady Hoke. He is now looking for a job. Hopefully he does not find one in the South.
Hey, maybe. Is he a defensive guy? What about defensive
apparently
coordinator?
Apparently not. Apparently he's not offensive or defensive.
Yeah, that's why he didn't have a job. I was thinking, you know, just throw his name in there for a defensive coordinator.
Brady Hoke, 5-7 this year, 31-20 in four seasons at Michigan. Not going to get it done.
The Big Blue.
Right.
The Big Blue is really blue.
Oh, yeah. They have been beaten blue.
They have been a non-factor since Lloyd Carr left.
Right.
And he was basically ran out himself.
Of course, everybody knows Will Muschamp out of a job. Hopefully, we're going to be bringing him to Auburn. Don't much believe it, but hopefully.
I'll have to see it. I'll have to see it in print to believe it. I won't believe it if it's in print, but if I hear it from Malzahn or from Jay Jacobs, hey, we need to call Jay.
Yeah, well,
Jay.
He's not going to be talking right now.
Hey, Jay, what's the status on this defensive coordinator now?
I guess, Ronnie, the biggest news in the state, UAB shutting down the football program.
That's right. Wow.
Boy, a lot of upset.
A lot of upset.
That.
What about Clark, who just came there?
Talking about that this evening in the office.
Know,
his coaching staff uproots.
Poof.
Yeah, and they're gone.
I mean, it's just like a genie. They're gone.
Which I'm sure he's going to cash in more.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get a job. My question is this, and I don't know the answer, certainly. His contract, are they going to have to fulfill his contract?
I would bet they owe him,
say 3 years or 5 years? Or can they? Is that null and void when they can't do away with the program?
I would say he would probably more than likely
get his
75-80% at a minimum of his money.
But, you know, I mean, I mean, that's just terrible. What I don't understand. You've had years. I mean, they've had a program, what, 25 years?
I don't have any idea.
Something like that?
No.
I don't know.
Makes me feel old if it's been 25 years.
Yeah, yeah. They've only been bowl eligible. We're going to say a handful, and that handful may be no more than two or three times.
Right.
It's the timing. I don't understand the timing. Now, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they can justify whatever they're doing. But you had terrible years. When Callaway was there, they'd win about two games a year.
Oh, no, Hoover would beat UAB at that
That's
time.
Right. And then came in Derek McKee for 1 year.
Yeah.
And they were awful. And then they bring in Clark. He gets them to six wins, bowl eligible. Their attendance doubled. Now, granted, their attendance still isn't good. I mean, you know, now it's doubled to about 20,000.
Did you read the cost? I don't know what kind of money they take in, but UAB subsidizes, I think, two-thirds of the cost of the football program. Did you see the cost of UAB's football
program? No. Mm-mm.
Hold on to your seat, because you can imagine what Auburn, Alabama would
do. Sure.
UAB, $30 million a year to run that football program.
$30 million to run the football program.
$30 million for UAB football.
Where'd it go?
For what? Money well wasted.
is that money they're having to pay? I wonder how much they have to pay the city of Birmingham to play their games there.
Wow. Hey, it knocked out some static.
Yeah, there was some static, but it's gone now.
It's not Joey for a change.
So is my left eardrum.
Bo Pelini in Nebraska out of a job. And this one, Ronnie, we talked about it, not a popular guy, but a somewhat successful guy. Never won less than 9 games at Nebraska.
Right.
He had a record of 67-27 at Nebraska, and he finds himself out of a job.
Yeah. So. I think it's going to be partial. Not that he was winning, you know, okay, he was averaging winning at least 9 wins a year. I think you'd have to look and see, okay, if they're losing 3 or 4 games a year, who are they losing those 3 or 4 games to?
Yeah.
It's kind of like we talked about Florida, that Muschamp could probably keep his job if he could get to, we'll just say, 9 wins. But in those 9 wins, he's going to have to knock off one of the big boys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Bo Pelini was really ever successful at knocking off some of the big boys. Plus, he rubbed people the wrong way. And you mentioned before, Jason, before we ever came on the air, is, you know, the comments he made about the fans last year. I think he had some comments about the athletic director in the past. And he's just, I mean, you can tell he's hard to, he just appears to be hard to deal with.
And lucky for Auburn, he is on the short list of possibilities to be the defensive coordinator. Now, can he come in after being a head coach, being the man, and work under Gus Malzahn, which I understand from different things that he may be about as hard to work with as Nick Saban is to work
Gus
with.
Gus is?
Yeah. He is very, very demanding.
Of their time.
Yeah, 100%. Attention to detail, and expects everybody to live, breathe, and eat football.
Well, you know, you have to say that's been very successful for Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah.
And it's showing that it's pretty successful for Gus Malzahn, too. So, you know, you're in it to win it. You know, you're in the business
to
win.
You're going to make that kind of money.
That's right. And if you don't win, and you don't win big, you're going to be gone.
That's right.
So you might want to work hard, you know. But even when we're talking about all the hours and the time they put in, let's look at how much their salary is, and let's figure out how much they make an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
wouldn't
that make you feel
sorry for Pelini?
Yes. Yeah, go
ahead.
How
about this? Seven, he at doing nothing.
Nothing.
Sitting at home, fishing, enjoying himself. If
Plain
he never God. Takes another job, Nebraska will pay him $7.9 million, $150,000 a month for 51 months.
That's the way it's broken down for them to pay him.
They're going to pay him $150,000 a month for 51 months.
My question is, why would you go back?
Yeah, why would you want to work?
I mean, you've been there 7 years, so you've already got, you know, you're probably making $3 million a year. I would guess. Yeah. I'm just throwing that out. So you've been there 7 years. That's $21 million. Now you're going, now you fire him, but for the next how many weeks?
Or 51 months.
Oh, months.
Yeah.
For the next 51 months, we're going to pay you $150,000 a month.
Yep. It's hard to spend $150,000.
I tell you what, I would become a very good fisherman and a very good golfer.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. We got about 3 minutes before the break, and something I want to talk about when we come back before we get deep into the Auburn, Alabama.
And we got some local sports stuff that we got to hit on,
exactly
too.
Exactly it. I want to bring up a newsmaker, Tristan Chambers, junior at Cold Spring.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did last night?
No, I didn't.
Get a hold of this. Kid's a junior now.
Yeah. He's got some talent.
He scored 32 points in 12 minutes of playing time. He was 11 of 14 from the field, 8 of 11 from the three-point line. Now,
who you playing?
They were playing Addison, but 8 of 11 from the three-point line is on fire if you're shooting up by yourself.
I agree. It is on fire. My question is, how do you let somebody have that many shots?
In a quarter and a half.
Somebody else is going to beat me.
Oh, yeah. I put the whole team on him.
That's right.
And I don't know if you'll stop the kid if you put the whole
thing. He is a really good player. He's a special player. And I think he certainly has an opportunity to play after high school. There's no question there.
Oh yeah, I understand. He's getting interest from all over the nation.
But if he keeps putting stats up like that, he'll be getting more interest.
Georgia, I think, already very interested in him.
So. How big is he?
I'm not sure.
Is he 6'2"-ish, 6'3"-ish, maybe?
So, somewhere in that range.
That's a
got a huge wingspan.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's very long.
He's got freakish arms.
Yeah, he's the best.
Jump out of the gym.
Yeah, he's the best player to come through here in many a year.
Oh yeah, he will shatter. And I know it's a homeboy Jared Hembry.
Yeah,
but scoring record is going to be no more.
Yeah.
Probably early next season.
Yeah,
he will put a new meaning to the scoring.
Yeah.
All right, that gets us up to date. We're going to come back and get in depth on the Iron Bowl. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colburn, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right, 4:22, and Ronnie, it's getting darker earlier every day.
And I get sleepier earlier every day.
Yeah, and that's the reason I conked out on the eyeball. I told Kathy, Saturday morning, I said, if I don't get him out this evening, I'll not make it to the end of the Ironbuck. And sure enough, I was gone. I'm going to have to quit hitting that
wire.
I'm going to tie my hands up and put them down here.
Hey, Jason, before we get off on Alabama and Auburn, and hey, folks, if you want to call in, give us your thoughts about the game.
Are you hitting this one?
That one.
That one right there.
I just replaced yours. I guess I replaced that one, too.
There it goes. All right, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. If you want to call and talk about the Alabama, the Iron Bowl game, or whatever you want to talk about, you know, sports-wise, give us a call, 737-9951.
Yeah, I would like to hear some opinions. Alabama fans, Auburn fans, and I think, Ronnie, I took it very well last week. And Eddie, if you're listening, I've already told him this on. No, he wasn't.
He
wasn't as bad as I expected. But the last 3 days, 4 days, right before Thanksgiving, I stayed off Facebook, didn't get on, didn't look at what Eddie posted because I knew what it would be. I didn't want to get in an argument, and so I stayed off of it. I didn't do anything but go back on it after the game and congratulate the Alabama fans and move on. So
I hear you.
Hey, I'm looking forward to Music City Bowl.
Are you going?
Not be there.
Okay.
Not be there.
Hey, before we get started really on Alabama and Auburn, Jason, you know, as you mentioned just a minute ago, Tristan Chambers, Cold Springs, absolutely lighting it up last night.
Is that what we're talking about?
Okay, lighting it up last night. Let me go through the games that are what's going on locally with basketball right now. First of all, congratulations to Holly Pond's boys. And Coach Mitch Morris, as they won their own Thanksgiving tournament out there during the Thanksgiving.
It didn't hurt him taking Arab the first game.
He beat Arab.
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat Arab the first game. So they won their Thanksgiving tournament. I think it was the first time since 2011 that they won their own tournament. That is the longest running tournament in the state of Alabama.
Oh, and when Tyler and Eric back in that day, there was nothing better than filling up the turkey and dressing and going out there. I actually did. I loved going to that. Yeah. But once your kids get out of it, it's not the
same. Forget that.
Yeah.
I'm not going. Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm going to have me another plate of food instead of going to the ball game. But congratulations to Holly Pond for winning their tournament. Dora defeated Cold Springs, as you were mentioning there a few minutes ago. I think that was in overtime that they won the Hantsville High School Thanksgiving tournament.
And Dora usually pretty strong.
Dora's usually pretty good. They used to be in the same area as we were at Vimont years ago, and they were very good. They were very good, very athletic, very well coached. So congratulations to Holly Pond for winning their Thanksgiving tournament. I think I'm not absolutely sure. But I think Holly Pond's girls, coached by Scott Adams, won their tournament over at Danville, Thanksgiving tournament over there. So I think they won that tournament, but I'm not absolutely sure.
Not even knowing who's in it, I would have bet on Holly Pond.
Yeah, well, Cold Springs was in it, too.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were both in it. But, you know, they've played already this year, and I think Holly Pond beat Cold Springs by 9 or 10, something like that, so... That's probably your two best. We talked about that already. That's your two best girls teams, probably, you know, in the county is Holly Pond and Cold Springs, and the boys may be the exact same thing with, you know, Holly Pond and Cold Springs boys. So we'll see.
Is it not kind of odd? And you see this, especially boys, girls, Cold Springs. It's been pretty much Cold Springs, Holly Pond the past year.
Yeah.
Cold Springs, pretty much a dynasty there for years.
Yeah.
State tournament appearances, state championships.
Right.
But
not to slight anybody, Jason, you remember there were several years the Good Hope girls were really strong.
Right.
You know, they made it, I think, to the state tournament some and won some county tournaments. So Coach Olaker and them did a really good job, you know, for, I guess, maybe a 4 or 5.
And that helps, you bring that up, helps make what I'm asking even plainer. What is it with schools you see, they'll come in 4 or 5 years and be really strong, and then they kind of die down a little bit, and then you'll see them come back maybe 10 years later, and they're strong for 2 or 3 years? And
you know, Jason, simply the only thing I know to tell you is, and it's not earth-shattering, it's just a cycle of talent.
Yeah, just the right kids born at the right time.
That's right. The right mamas and the right daddies having kids at the right time. And
I think I'm going to start me a school, and I'm going to recruit parents.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch these basketball players and see who they marry.
That's right.
And then get them to move into my district before they have kids.
That's right.
Because they're going to have athletes.
That's exactly right. Athletes are going to, you know, they're pretty much going to have athletic, you know, kids for the most part. But I think, honestly, Jason, I know that's not very technical, but I think that's really the case. It's just, and it's easier once you've kind of, you've gotten to a point where you're consistently winning as Cold Springs, as Holly Ponds, as, you know, the Good Hopes there for a while, and for a while the Vimont, you know, especially the boys and, well, even the girls when Coach Gingrich.
West Point girls years ago, yes. They were unstoppable.
That's right. Absolutely. So every school, if you look back through it, every school has a period of time that they're good, and every school has a period of time that they're not. And you just have to enjoy those years because you know they're not going to last forever.
And lucky me, at Cold Springs, got to enjoy both sides of that.
Yeah.
I was on a team in the 7th grade playing on the 9th grade team.
Yeah.
We won 2 games, I think, that year. And then my senior year, we were 23-5 or 24-5, something like that.
Right.
So got to see both sides of it.
Right.
And
yeah.
Vimont's first county championship was that year, 1983.
Uh-huh. Randy
Hossenbein. Vimont.
Chris Smith and Doug Webb.
Every time I see him, he reminds me of that.
That's just the way it goes. But, I used to joke with Jason, and then we'll move on to what we really want to do. I used to joke with Coach Meyer when he was, you know, he was at Vimont there for many, many years. And, he took over when Coach Payne, gave up coaching basketball. And his first year, you know, he took us or took them to the state finals, against, Calhoun, I believe, who it was, playing the state finals. But irregardless, they set a record that year for the most school wins. Well, the next year, you know, all those kids graduate. So now he's playing 10th graders on his varsity.
Yeah, I remember that year.
And he got, we joke, not really joked about it, but I said, Coach, you know, you set 2 records in 2 years.
Yeah.
1 year you set the record for the most wins. The second year you set the record for the least wins. And it wasn't that he was doing anything different.
Right.
You know, it was just that those 10th graders weren't ready to play on that stage.
Yeah.
But, you know, the next year and the year after that.
Senior year, those 10th graders won the county.
Yes, they did.
Oh.
So that, you know, it just, and that's a sign of good coaching when you can take young kids and you see them progressively getting better.
Right.
And he did a good job with that.
Yeah, I think the world of Coach Meyer, and he done a great job at Vimont.
Yep.
Hated to see him leave the old home school there with my kids, but hey, he's doing a great job at Coleman too.
He is.
All right, we got Sheila. And it's probably Sheila War Eagle. Hey, Sheila, welcome to the show.
Yes, still War Eagle.
What do you think?
No, but Holly Pond girls didn't win that tournament.
They did not win the... Okay, do you know who won it, Sheila?
Cold Springs got second, and they either lost to Athens or Brewer.
Okay, I saw that Cold Springs finished second, but I didn't know... and I knew Holly Pond was over there. For some reason, I think they won. So it was either Athens or Brewer won it, right?
It was Athens or Brewer. I'm not sure which one, but
okay.
We lost by 2 points, I think, something like that.
Okay. Well, great. Hey, thanks for clarifying that for me, too. Hey, Sheila, that War Eagle just sounded a little bit, I mean, it just sounded weak. What's wrong?
No, it's still War Eagle.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. I don't want to hear. You know, if we could have just scored on those first 4 touchdowns, it wouldn't even been close.
You're...
5 field goals or whatever.
Yeah, that's what we said that at home, Sheila, when, Alabama was turning it over part of the time, and then Auburn was just driving up down the field when they were kicking field goals, and Alabama was scoring touchdowns. You know, say, hey, I'll trade field goals for touchdowns any day.
And I was saying, go for it. Quit going for field goals.
Yeah.
Alabama got down there and went for the touchdown, you know.
Sheila, did you see the picture on Facebook of 10 defensive players?
I didn't see that. I didn't notice it till you put it up.
They just want to be fair.
I mean, Ellis Johnson is sitting high above everyone in a booth, looking down on the field. How is that missed?
I think he's old like me, Jason. He might not see.
That's why he couldn't see it. That wasn't his fault.
You know, I know he had to go. I know he did, but he just looks so frail to me. I just had to feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
Don't feel sorry for him, Sheila. He's going to get $850,000 next year, so.
Yeah, but you know, you still get a little bit embarrassed at that when you're fired, you know?
Oh, yeah, but I would have loved to have been the one that fired him.
I'd love to be embarrassed for $800,000.
Oh, yeah. Sheila, he gave up 30 points or more to the last six SEC opponents, 55 to Alabama.
I know.
Me and you and Ronnie have never coached college football. We could have held Alabama to 55.
I believe so.
You know, I could have got 11 players on the field if they'd done nothing else.
It was bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. It was just so heartbreaking because, I mean, we actually should have won that game. I mean.
Did you ever feel like Auburn was going to win the game?
Yes, I did.
I never did. I never never felt like they were going to win.
I did. After I think we was up. What was it one time we was up?
Buddy, for three quarters, I felt like Auburn was going to win. And then somebody splashed some cold water on me in the fourth quarter. It wasn't no much fun anymore.
Rod Elliott come up to me like that, Jason, asked me if I needed it. How did he say that?
Knowing him, there's no telling.
A nickel or 50 cents or I don't know. It was something to do with skull out. You know, they all have to rub it in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, y'all guys do need to come watch those boys and girls play at Gold Springs. They're really good.
Yeah, I want to make sure. Do you know when they play at Vimont? That'd be the closest, and I'm getting old and driving at night.
No, but now, if you want to see a great one, we play at Holly Pond Friday, so it will be great games all around.
I might get into that if I can talk Ronnie into going out there, too.
That'll be
some good games. That's right.
It really will be some good games. Our boys beat them at home, and shoot, we were way down and come back and beat them, and I think our girls lost by just a few points at home. So.
Yeah.
And it'll be a good game.
Yeah, if you can't get out there, you've got the third week of January, which is a county tournament, and that's a great place to go watch a ball game. You can sit in comfort and not be
on
top of somebody else.
And I will bet you'll get to see Cold Springs and Holly Pond play again.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, it is good and comfortable. But, you know, I miss it in the high school gyms. I miss that.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Jason, no. Don't you remember how fun that was when we had those gyms packed?
Yeah,
but, Sheila, there's nothing fun about having to sit in people's laps and fall down bleachers trying to go get popcorn.
Well, I miss it.
Now, the atmosphere I give you, it is a lot better in the high school gym. You get the noise and, it's a lot better atmosphere.
It is, but, hey, in our gym, just about every game is packed anyway. I mean,
yeah,
we bring in the crowd for them basketball games.
need to bring in a gym at Cold Springs.
Hey, Nick, you kind of come see our gym. It looks great.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of the floor.
Oh, it looks good.
Goodness, yeah. It looks great. I love our old gym. It looks great.
Yeah, it looks good. I was down there one day, and Coach Burleson took me over and showed it to me. It really looks nice.
It does look nice. We're proud of it.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, who do you think the new defensive coordinator is going to be at Auburn?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to look at what's his name. I'm afraid.
Who's that?
Florida.
Muschamp?
Oh, yeah. I hope we get to look at him. I hope them eyes are going all different directions. And
he's like a chameleon.
Yeah.
I know he's good. I mean, he's just one of those people, you know, sometimes there's people that coach you just don't like to see coach.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to watch him, and I absolutely hate, you're going to hate me for this, Ronnie.
Yeah.
I hate to watch, what's his name, Alabama's offensive coordinator.
Oh, Kiffin.
I hate to watch him.
Did you see Saban tear him up the other night for whatever, I don't know why.
I missed that, but I would like to see
Man, he ate him up, but I don't know why.
I know y'all had to have saw Kiffin call the touchdown before the pass was thrown. That's how bad Auburn's defense is.
Yeah, when you see it lined up and you know what's going to happen, that's exactly right.
Isn't somebody looking at him? Didn't the college looking at him for coaching or something?
Kiffin?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he'll be at Bama maybe 2-3 years max, and then he'll be.
I thought somebody on Facebook, Jason, put that some college was looking at him.
Maybe. I don't know.
I hope he stays at Alabama because everywhere he's been, he's had a tendency to tear the program up before he left. So.
Jason, that's not nice.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Now, y'all come out, though, if you can, Friday night, watch them. I'm telling you, really enjoy it.
Will you pay for us to get in?
Yeah, sure. I don't have to pay to get in because I keep the book.
We should get a media pack.
We should. That's right.
Yeah.
We just wear these headsets in.
It's like something about me. Yeah.
If it was at home, I'd get y'all in free, but it's not at home.
I understand. But it would be a good one to go to. I agree, Sheila.
Y'all do come and watch.
All right.
maybe Alabama win it for you, right?
Gotcha.
I can't say that, Sheila.
Oh, my.
All right, guys.
Bye,
thanks,
Sheila,
for calling. All right, 437, Iron Bowl Tuesdays.
That's it.
We'll be right back. Talk more about it. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038. 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
All right. Whoa, I done it again. I'm going to tie my hands behind my back. Ronnie, let's take a look at, before we get into Alabama and Auburn. And
yeah, we gave you the truck cable in case you decided to go to sleep on us.
Yeah. Hey,
there will be no sleeping by either one of us.
It sounds like those electronic bug zappers in here.
I was trying to think of what that is, and that's exactly what it is. It's like a bug zapper.
What do we got on the high school agenda as far as basketball?
Let's do this real quick, Jason, with our high school games that's going on right now. Actually, tonight we got Addison at St. Bernard, Gadsden City, who is at Coleman, and Coach Meyer and the Coleman Bearcats went over there and played them, and they got beat. I think it was, I don't remember the scores, like 104 to
good
something.
Man.
Yeah. But now Gadsden City is, they're a 7A. You know, they're in the new, division that was made by all the largest schools in the state, so they're in that classification. So, but anyway, if you want to see an exciting game, that might be one you want to go see if you don't see a lot of points scored. Again, that's Gadsden City at Coleman. Russellville is at Fairview. West Point is at Good Hope. Holly Pond is at Hanceville, and that just says Varsity Boys, so I don't know what may be up with that. And then Susan Moore is at Vimont. So those are the local games that are going on tonight, Jason. Most of them are going to start, you know, around that. If they're using one gym and they've got five teams, they're going to start at 3:30.
Ooh, but that makes it tough on the old working parents.
Yeah, it does. But now some of those high schools that use two gyms, you know, they'll start maybe at 4:30-ish and use two gyms. So anyway, those are the local high school games.
Are we
going to
pick the winners and keep up with that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll have to get this caller out of the way. Hold, folks. Let me apologize
in advance
for what you're fixing to experience. But welcome to the show, Eddie.
Now, Sheila, if Kiffin hung 55 on me, I wouldn't want to look at him either.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would say. I wouldn't want to look at him. You might want to just start calling him Babe Ruth because he calls his shot.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's you want to change his name, you call him, just call him Babe.
Hey.
That's what we could do. And look at it.
And
if, where's all this if mess? It's like my dad used to say, if a rabbit wouldn't stop and pooped in the woods, the bear never would call him. Come on, Sheila, you're better than that. Just got beat. That's all you say.
Eddie, we did. I'll say it up front, and it was no shocker. I had the point spread right, but didn't think they would score that many points.
I didn't either, Jesse. Ronnie,
yeah.
Don't let him kid you. I was good last week.
I wouldn't know because I didn't get on there to see.
That's pretty bad. I even said I was focusing on JSU in the playoffs. I wasn't going to mess with Iron Bowl. I heard Sheila calling.
But I have noticed a few pictures since the game, Eddie.
You know, the bus did crash, and Cam's daddy would have taken back his money. Auburn had to get his money back.
Hey, Eddie, what's your take of the ball game? And if you want to break that down into halves, go ahead.
Auburn couldn't score in the red zone. I don't know what got into Gus's mind when he got in there, and they just couldn't execute.
What about having first and goal from the three and throwing it three down straight?
Yeah, I didn't understand, you know, when you got Marshall especially, I didn't understand it. And, you know, and you're running the ball well. I didn't understand what he was doing when he would get in the red zone if he was just, you know, Kiffin does the same thing. They try to out-cute themselves.
I can answer that for you guys. See, I'm the backseat offensive coordinator. They decided ahead of the game they're going to win it with field goals. There you go. We can do something that Alabama can't do, guys. Let's do field goals.
Yeah, we can kick them, that's for sure.
They've got that right.
Even an extra point block. But,
yeah.
And Auburn's defense, I mean, they played well there, and Blake tried to hand it to him as much as he could at first.
I started thinking he had been taking money under the table.
I started believing in myself.
Boy, he was bad.
You
know, that at the end of the half, you're just like, then come out in the first thing, you're like, oh, my goodness.
I know.
I did have my 10 minutes of doubt there, Jason.
I did, too. And you know, and the thing is, Eddie, the interceptions that he was throwing, they weren't even good throws that the defense made a good play.
Terrible.
They were just atrocious throws.
And, Jason, if it makes you feel better, I don't know if you knew this, but we did have one play on offense. We had 10 men on the field, and we did gain, I think, about 15.
and you guys
did add on another 15 with a late hit out of bounds.
We had one series there, two plays, back-to-back, 30 yards.
30 yards in penalties.
I know, isn't it crazy?
Hey, we may not hit anybody on the field, but you let them get off the field,
we'll
nail them in the back.
But you know, the thing is, Nick Marshall was All-American throwing the football.
Oh, my God. Eddie, I think the first half, and these numbers are not going to be exactly right. It was somewhere around, as a team, they had 389 yards, and he was responsible for about 350 of them.
Oh, yeah. He was, and, you know, it wasn't – he's got great receivers, but he was putting the ball right where it needed to be.
That's right.
He threw the ball well.
That's right. They didn't have to be great receivers to catch what he was throwing the first half.
No, he was Garcia at South Carolina in 2010. It's just crazy.
Absolutely.
He played out of his mind. And, I think Ellis Johnson, like, you know, you're talking about that coach up at Vimont, he probably served another year or two, Ronnie.
Right.
I think, you know, because, you know, it's just a matter of having players to go along with.
That's it.
And
that's exactly right.
I guess this Muschamp thing may happen. I would be the most shocked individual in the world if Will would want to coach with an up-tempo offense that tries to recruit more offensive players to the defense.
That's the same thing. I agree. That's what I was thinking at home earlier. Why would he want – because here's the thing, Eddie, and you know more about it, I know, than I do. If Auburn has a defense that they can hold somebody to 21 or 28 points, they're going to be – their club is going to be really, really difficult to play against. But now, I don't think – Muschamp is going to be satisfied with a defense that gives up 21 to 28 a game. That's just not him.
It's not going to be, and you're going to have to let him recruit some players, and maybe Gus sees that he needs that. And Jason, I heard today that Ruth's name's mentioned again for, you know, a possibility for that job.
Who's that again?
Ruth. Guy was
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I hope not, Eddie.
You know, but they were saying he possibly was a dark horse because Gus was comfortable with him.
Wow.
And, you know, which, you know how that goes as far as a dark horse goes.
Sure.
You know, the only thing I see a problem with Muschamp or somebody like Bo Pelini, is Gus comfortable enough in the head coaching position to bring in a big name that's been a head coach? You know, if you're the man and you've only been the man for 2 years, do you want to bring in somebody that's got the stature that you do?
So, and probably a stronger personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With both of those two.
Right.
So that's good. I mean, it'd be like a dream team. I'll admit, if they do get Muschamp, I just don't know how the two would coexist with each other.
Here's my pick, Eddie, and it's probably somebody you've never heard of. I don't even know how you pronounce his last name, but Danny Aranda, Wisconsin defensive coordinator.
I was thinking maybe Diaz. That was at Texas for a little while. Might be a possibility, too.
Yeah, he's probably more in their money range. They're paying everybody and their brother now. So.
Yeah, right.
Where is he, Louisiana?
Louisiana Tech, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I thought it was a possibility, but, you know, everything you're hearing that Muschamp may have interest. I mean, I would be surprised, but it could possibly happen.
Hey, Eddie, what do you think about UAB shutting the program down?
Hated to hear it. You know, I'm sure it had something to do with the Board of Trustees. You know, they're just not wanting to funnel money, but it's never made, you know, then there is a good point that it's never made money. Nobody, UAB grads, never stepped up and helped support the program like they should. And of course, Legion Field is not the best place in the world to go play a football game now.
No, you need a bodyguard if you go to Legion Field.
Yeah, you do. And, heck, you needed one when Alabama Auburn used to play.
Oh, yeah. You either paid to park on the street or your car would be sitting on blocks when you came back.
Yeah.
I know, and, you know, you just hate it, and you hate it because Legion Field has so many great memories for all of us kids.
For me, it's just odd in the timing. The timing being, they went through the years with Callaway when they were absolutely atrocious, and then Derek McKee came for 1 year and they were awful again, and then Scott, is that his name, Scott?
Bill Clark. Yeah.
Clark comes in and does a remarkable job, gets them bowl eligible at 6 wins, you know, doubled their attendance, which that's only up to 20,000. But why now? I mean, I don't understand that.
I don't understand why they hired Bill Clark last year. You know, I think they're going to have to pay his salary, too, about $600,000 a year for the next 2 years.
Well, see, that's Jason and I was talking about that earlier. I said, well, if they do away with the program, do they still have to pay his salary?
What I was told just through a friend that they are going to have to pay, because I said, because the word was that I kind of got from the underneath that Clark had already been talking to Troy all year, pretty much, because he kind of had an idea that this was going on after he wasn't told that until after he got there and he saw they weren't supporting the program.
Right.
And then when I saw that Troy made that hire, then I was told on that hire that the head coach was pretty much forced to keep half the staff that was on, you know, the Troy staff right now.
Oh, okay.
When they hired him. So, these are just people that, you know, should know something, telling me. And
right.
And so then, then that fell apart. So my question was, what's Clark going to do? And somebody just said, collect $600,000, you know, for the next
couple. That'd be a tough life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so that is the thing. But it's very surprising. They did hire a great football coach who would actually be a great defense coordinator for Auburn University as well.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he gets a great job because he deserves to have a job. I mean, that just did him terrible.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was doing a great job at Jack State, you know,
right?
Last football season.
Yeah,
he
and
did
they're
a great
in
a job and have turned around that program.
And you know as well as I do, Eddie. Yes, the new head coach that came in does a great job. This guy has a lot to do with their success right now too.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Gross was on the staff. Only guy that stayed.
Right.
At TSU that was on the staff, so he, you know, he inherited a lot of SEC players.
Right.
And you know he's going to probably extend that as he goes along. But yeah, he inherited a lot of great athletes.
Yeah.
That Clark recruited into JSU.
That's right. And now he's going. You know, he's out hunting a job now.
Yep, he is. Or you know, maybe he'll just take it. I just hope his reputation doesn't take a hit if he does take a little time off.
Right.
And hopefully he'll find something. But I believe he's one of those guys that kind of likes to be in state. And that was the reason I was surprised that the Troy job didn't go to him.
Yeah, and that was Kentucky's offensive coordinator got that job, right?
Yep, he did. Sure did.
Hey Eddie, one more thing before we have to take a break. You may have already seen this stat. What about Alabama? Only 9 third downs the entire game. They were 5 of 9 on third down. 9 third down. That means you're picking up 6-8 yards a play.
Or 70.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I don't know how that happened. Auburn 9 of 19 on third down. Alabama 5 of 9.
Yeah. I guess, Jason, looks back, I never, you know, if you would have told me, and Ronnie, I'm sure you'd agree, Jason, you'd agree, if you'd have told me Auburn's going to hang 44, they won by 2 touchdowns.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
We would have talked about that, Eddie, sure.
And, you know, it's just, I've never seen Alabama's defense look so bad, especially on the corners. They finally had to replace the one guy. Coach was just killing him.
The first half was as bad as I think I've seen in years, and you may recall another game.
I agree.
It was absolutely embarrassing what Auburn was doing to them.
Yeah, and like we said, Marshall was playing out of his mind. Normally,
right.
Marshall mishap those. And,
right.
You know, what's your stud receiver, Jason, number one, Duke?
Yeah, Duke Williams.
So, you know that one, he dropped an end zone that he would have settled for a field goal.
Right.
You know, which could have made a big difference early and changed, you know, really got that momentum going.
Hey, you know, Jason and I was talking about, and Jason even mentioned he dropped off and went to sleep during the game, and I found myself not as excited. I mean, I watched it all, but I didn't get, you know, it wasn't as exciting, or I don't know. Did you have, I mean, how were you for this game? I mean,
you guys must have been in my light milk, I guess. I thought that was unbelievable. How in the world did you fall asleep during that game?
For an Auburn fan, though, Eddie, I felt like the entire time we were going to get beat. There was nothing exciting to play for, and it's just one of those games, you know. Yeah, I want to beat Alabama, but hey, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
99 total points, and how many yards?
Oh,
Auburn had 628, Alabama 539.
1,100?
You know, 1,100 yards, yeah.
Hey,
I see where you guys could nap off on that.
Yeah, hey, from an old educator, here's a problem. Like I told Jason, it's like watching a PE class play.
It kind of was. Alabama getting in that backyard drama.
Exactly. That's right. It's like watching them play out on the practice field with PE.
But you could see Nick getting so aggravated because he wanted to run the ball in control.
Yeah.
A little bit, then got the position where he couldn't lay because he had the score.
Hey, he lit Kiffin up for some reason, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he wanted to run the football more in the first half when we were in the game. Then when we come out, I mean, to be honest with you, 3 seconds left in the first half. I went and jumped in the shower because I had the big green egg going. So I jumped in the shower and missed the last interception. I had no idea you guys got it down. All we got it down to the one. You know, because I figured we were just going to run the ball out and go
right.
to halftime.
Exactly.
And I know I see 3 more points and put us on the replay. I'm like, crap, they should score. And Jack, can you explain this one? When you got the ball and when Coates got the ball and he was down on the one, and I saw the replay. Why in the world did Gus not go in and run? You know, why did he use all that clock up on the first play? Why didn't he make 2 or 3?
I don't know. I have no idea. We've talked about that at the office. No answer.
He was questioned about it at the press conference, too.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't understand why he was playing it slow there. Like, you know, it didn't matter if Alabama got, 2, 6 seconds left?
No, yeah, it does with Auburn's defense.
Well,
he didn't want to score too quick.
maybe you're right. He could squib kick like Rick, though.
That's what I was going to say. It's like Georgia and Georgia Tech. Oh, man.
But, yeah, Jason, I hate it for you, bro, but I was actually real good this week on everybody. You can ask Sheila till I heard her say she hadn't looked at Kiffin, so I had to call in, so I wouldn't look at him either.
Hey, you know Brady Hoke's gone, too, don't you?
Yeah, I saw that today, and, you know, this is going to be interesting with, you know, Florida. It looks like Coach Mack might get that Florida job, which I never would have thought that would have happened.
I saw that, too, that just a few minutes ago here on the computer that they're talking to Jim McElwain.
Yeah. How in the world did Florida State negotiate Colorado State negotiate a $7.5 million buyout on McElwain?
I know.
That's the craziest thing.
Absolutely. Now, they've had a great year. They're 10-2.
Yeah, well, you know, D. Hart's just bust.
Wearing it out.
Play? He hits the hole.
Yes.
Well, our two backs right now are up there dancing
exactly.
Before they hit the hole. D. Hart gets through it, brother.
Yeah, he does.
He reminds me of Drake. Now that Drake's gone, I'm sitting there going, I bet we wish we had D. Hart back.
And that's the truth. Because he has had a great I had a couple things written down about what he had done so far this year. This was prior to the last game they played, which they got beat. He had 16 touchdowns and 1,200 yards, D. Hart did.
Crazy. that he'd never seen the field in Alabama.
Like
Corey Grant would never seen the field in Alabama. Look how good he's been at Auburn.
Exactly. You know, and they've also got the leading receiver as far as yardage and touchdowns at Colorado State.
I know.
A Higgins kid has got 1,500 yards catching and 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, I wouldn't have ever thought in a million years McElwain would get that job.
Me either, but it may happen.
It may happen, just like Muschamp and Auburn.
That's it.
Well, all right, fellas, you guys have a good one.
Hey, you too, Eddie. Thanks,
Eddie.
Bye, bye. See you, bud.
All right, break time coming up on the 5 o'clock hour. Pitch dark.
Pitch dark.
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Fuller. You may remember hearing me on this frequency way back in the 90s when we were Oldies 95.5. Well, sooner or later, the good times and the great Oldies went away, and WFMA started playing some good old country favorites. After a few years, though, that went away altogether. Well, now we're back, and we're the all-new Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We were granted a low-power FM license, and we're bringing a unique blend of music to Coleman for the very first time ever. Since launching the station back in April, we've had a tremendous response on our Facebook page. Search for Live 95 Coleman on Facebook, and you can join us there, too. We've also added several features like Sports Talk Live, which airs each Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. with hosts Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes. And we've added Friday Night Live, play-by-play, with hosts Tommy Warhurst and Jason Coretti. I also want to give a special thanks to the Baker family, Larry Baker, who first introduced me to radio back in the 90s, and Charles Baker and Baker Productions for the behind-the-scenes engineering here. We're not done yet. We'll become even more interactive with our listeners in the coming weeks, including giveaways from our Facebook page, as well as more local community involvement and the expansion of our music library, like it's not vast enough anyway. So thanks for listening to the all-new Live 95. Come check us out at www.live95coleman.com. Stream us on the TuneIn app if you can't get enough of the actual station. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the all-new Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP. Coleman.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Money, money, money. And a lot of coaches are singing money, money, money right
That's
now.
That's right. Show me the money.
College football.
I'm cleaning my desk out, but show me the
That's
money.
That's it. But today we are talking about moolah.
That's it.
Brought to you by People's Bank. We hide moolah mentally. Maybe the next one after this one, we might hide physically. And
since it's right at Christmas, make somebody work for it.
Oh, yeah, make them work for it. So, Cindy, get your walking shoes, and I'll see you at the office and pay you the money.
Exactly. You know, she knows the routine, doesn't she?
All right. I'm going to give out the general location on this one, Ronnie.
Okay. Well, you are.
Make it easier. It is going to be located this time in Coleman County.
Coleman County.
Going to keep it Moolah here at home. Moolah has traveled all over the state.
It has. It's been a lot. It's been
to the beach. That's to it. North Alabama.
To the Wildflower Cafe that you don't know jack about.
Yeah, that's right. So Moolah is hidden here in Coleman County. And, Ronnie, give us the first clue.
Okay. Again, Jason has told us that Moolah is somewhere in Coleman County. And if you – here's the clue. If you are going fishing, you might find Moolah. If you are going to go fishing, you might find Moolah.
All right. That's clue number one. And we're going to write these down, so if it drags on past two clues, we'll remember it.
Because mentally we can't remember it. So you got it. I'll write it down. Hey, is this $50?
$50.
Okay. There you go.
And Sandra Kelly, our winner last week. $150. Moolah was hidden at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
That's it.
She said she started to guess that one before we give the clue.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, man. Hey, Jason, a few little headlines here before we do jump into, talking about Alabama and Auburn and, you know, the good and the bad and all that kind of stuff. Just, again, a couple of headlines. One is that Steve Spurrier has said that he will be back. You know, we talked a little bit about, and I think there was a little bit of rumor that, you know, maybe Spurrier was going to ride off into the sunset.
How old is he now? 70?
I don't know.
70, 69, 70?
I don't know. We
talked about that this evening at the office, and I can't remember. I'm going to look it up.
He's getting close to it. If he's not, if he's not there, he's close. But that's the last report that Spurrier is going to come back, says through 2016, which would make him, two more years. Another headline, Hugh Freeze will be able probably to buy a new boat.
Put a new roof on the house.
You maybe go out and eat three times a week instead of eating twice a week. Ole Miss has offered him an extension of $4.5 million per year, plus all of his assistants got raises. And Jason, what did you say was the total of his contract?
I think it over $16 million or something like that.
Over $16 million. Yeah,
that's
it. Works out
guaranteed money.
Yeah, works out to $4.5 million a year. Probably the reason that was done as quickly as it was because of the Florida job being open. They probably had the idea that Florida may come calling, and they wanted to lock up Hugh Freeze for several years to come, and I don't blame them. I'd want to do that as well.
Oh, yeah. Steve Spurrier, by the way, 69 years old.
69 and holding, like Jerry Lee Lewis used to say, except it was 39.
He don't look a day over 68.
I don't believe he could drop back and throw me a pass anymore, could he?
Oh, no.
Couldn't scramble.
Hey, while we're on the age thing, look this up today, too. Yeah. How old do you think Lou Holtz is?
Lou?
Stumbling Lou. Lou
is going to be 76 years old.
I think you're right, just about dead on.
Wow.
He was born January 6th, 1937, which makes him 77. 77 years old and still on ESPN.
It gets harder and harder for me to understand him every week. But anyway, that's Spurrier. That's the deal with Hugh Freeze. Hey, the latest thing out, Jason, and Eddie mentioned a minute ago, Jim McElwain, former offensive coordinator at Alabama, current head coach at Colorado State, may be in talks or conversations with the Florida Gators. That one would surprise me, just like Eddie said. I didn't see that coming necessarily, but he's had a really, really good year. They are 10-2.
Boy, you talking about a massive jump up, go from Colorado State to Florida?
You better believe it.
That'd be like driving a Pinto and going on to a Mercedes.
Yeah, exactly. So talks are going on with McElwain. May not be anything that comes from that. But he does have a solid football team. His running back, as we mentioned earlier, was a transfer from Alabama, D. Hart, having a great year. 1,200 yards, I think 16 touchdowns. Alabama would probably like to have him back. And then they also have the leading receiver in the country. I believe his last name is Higgins. He has over 1,500 yards receiving and 15 touchdowns. So working out seemingly well for Jim McElwain.
Yeah. Speaking of coaches, Ronnie, Tyler asked me this question this evening. What coach, Division I coach, would you say had the highest winning percentage? Winning percentage.
Wow. What coach? Over their career. D1 current coach. Current?
Right. Current.
Well,
it's going to surprise you.
I'm not going to say Nick Saban.
No, it's not Nick Saban. In fact, I think he's about 6 or 7.
Is he? D1 coach. Wow.
Oh. I'll give you a hint. It's somebody you're not crazy about.
Bob, is it Stoops?
Nope. He's in there, but it's not him.
I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
Urban Meyer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Tickle.
Yeah. He has the highest winning percentage.
What is it, you know?
I think it's like 76%, something like that. Yeah. Which all the top 8 or 10 are pretty close. Yeah. 70 to 76, but he is the top.
Yeah. Well, if he'd have stayed at Florida, he wouldn't have been the top. Again, once Tebow was gone, he immediately became very evil.
I wonder if he'll leave Ohio State now that they're on their third string.
I know.
Hey, something interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
If Ohio State wins.
Oh, Lordy.
And they're on their third string quarterback.
Yep.
Do they get skipped and punished because of that injury?
No. If Ohio State, and I've got this here, then we can talk about it a little bit now or we can talk about it later. Doesn't matter. But since you mentioned Ohio State, they are ranked number 6 right now. They are playing this weekend number 11, Wisconsin. If on their third quarterback, if they win that football game, I believe they'll bump them to 4 and move TCU down to 5 because I think TCU's going to 4.
Yeah, I don't see punishing them because of their quarterback. If they get that win.
Hey, if they get that win, I think they would deserve.
Yeah.
If they can beat Wisconsin, I think they move them to the 4. Speaking of that, where do you see the top 4 going this week? Seems to be pretty easy to me.
Yeah, I think Alabama 1, Oregon 2, Florida State 3, and TCU 4.
That's right. Me too. I don't think there's any other way they can do that. Again,
which, Ronnie, I think would be the worst possible matchup for Alabama.
Who?
If that's TCU? 4, if it lines up 1-4 and TCU's 4, I think that's Alabama's nightmare.
That of those, the ones remaining, very well could be. So
if I'm Alabama, I'll play Florida State, I'll play Oregon.
Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State. What am I saying? I'll play any of them before I want to play TCU.
I agree with you.
TCU on fire right now.
Or any of the others.
Yeah.
Whether it's Oregon or Florida State, nobody probably wants to play TCU right now.
Right.
That's why I'm hoping. I would hope Ohio State would win with Urban Meyer, but I hope they beat Wisconsin because I believe they'll get them in the 4th spot, and Alabama, in my mind, would destroy Ohio State.
If Alabama were to, by some freak of nature, lose the SEC championship, possibility no SEC team in the playoffs.
I think if Alabama loses, it's a probability that there will not be an SEC team.
Now,
would that not thrill the country as a whole? That if there's not an SEC team in the playoff?
Yeah, it has went now, if you notice the talking heads, it has went from how strong the SEC is this year, how dominant the West
is,
to now they're just an average conference. They're no better than any of the other conferences.
You know, this past week, the SEC went 0-4 out of conference.
But which side was that?
That's right. That's a good point. I'm glad you made it. That was the east side.
Right.
That wasn't the west side of the conference plan. Hey, a couple other quick notes, Jason, I want to throw out. Is Pat Sullivan, who has been the head coach at Samford University for the past 8 seasons, he has stepped down. Just a complete, great, classy guy. That's all you ever hear anybody say about Pat Sullivan. Of course, he was the Heisman Trophy winner from Auburn in 71.
Yeah, I think 71.
I believe in 1971. All-time leader of wins at Samford University. He will assume another position, advisor to the president or something. You know, that's what they always call it. But he has stepped down as head coach, and certainly I think probably his health issues.
Oh yeah, well, attribute to that. He looked bad in the Auburn game.
Does not. Yeah, he does not look good.
Sit in the press box and something just not right on that situation.
Yeah, how many head coaches stay in the press box? Yeah.
The only one I know of was Paterno.
Paterno when he was hurt.
Yeah, when he was hurt.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And I think he missed a game earlier this year. They didn't even travel with the team. So, our thoughts and, prayers and all that kind of stuff go out to Pat Sullivan for a great career that he's had. Yeah. Apparently a great man, and, just hope that his health
continues. We also need to remember the family at Ohio State.
Yes.
The player went missing, and they found him, unfortunately, Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
A couple of blocks away, self-inflicted gunshot wound. And now, I don't know about this, but now blame is being placed on concussions and the thoughts.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But
Either way. Horribly tragic accident. Doesn't matter what the cause.
Right.
A mom and a dad have lost. They've lost
and
a child.
And when you see something like that, it puts football in the right perspective.
It's just not important.
Right.
That's exactly right. It is not important. So, but anyway, hope everything goes well for Pat Sullivan. He resigns at Samford. And one last one, Jason, and then we'll move on to Alabama and Auburn if you want to. But today the hearing is going on for Jameis Winston in Tallahassee over the student code of conduct is what they.
So what happens if he is? Will they charge him with something?
No. There's no charges in this. This was simply.
Basically, it's nothing.
Well, yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. It could be because the girl that accuses him, of assaulting her, she has her day to tell her side of the story, and it could be the penalty could be anything from a verbal reprimand
by Jimbo,
all the way to you are no longer a student or a student athlete at Florida State. I mean, the scope is very wide of what they could do, and I know exactly what they're going to do.
Oh yeah, if punishment comes down, let's say. It's very plain. Hey, they think Jameis is guilty of this.
Yeah.
You can bet your bottom dollar there won't be any decision until after the playoffs.
That's exactly right.
And then they may kick him out.
That's right.
Once he's decided to go to the NFL.
You got it. So, but that's just some of the headlines that's going on currently in college football. One more, as we mentioned earlier, Brady Hoke is now out at the University of Michigan. Head coach, done.
Yeah, no shocker there.
None.
The people at Michigan were counting the days down to they seen Mr. Hoke.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hoke looked like he's kind of like me. He's gained a few pounds since he's been there.
So. They have not even been on the radar the last 3 or 4 years.
Now, how does Michigan go 31-20?
Yeah.
I mean, Michigan, I don't know if they still are at one point the most valuable team in the United States.
Yeah.
31-20.
Yeah. So it's just not going to get it done.
No.
And that's interesting who the next head coach there is going to be. There's always speculation, that Harbaugh, who was from Michigan, who is currently, the head coach of the 49ers.
Harbaugh,
that could happen.
Because Michigan is back on the map instantly.
You got that right. And I think his days are numbered with the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was shaky anyway, but they got waxed this past weekend against the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, they got lit up. So it's going to be very difficult for them to make the playoffs, the 49ers. So Harbaugh may be looking for a job.
There will be two or three NFL coaches
looking for a job. Always. They say Jim, what's the guy that was at Oregon? Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly.
They say he may be interested in returning to college football.
Florida.
Wow. Boy, could you
imagine. You're talking about a nightmare?
Ooh, could you imagine that?
Foot fetish, New York Jets.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Ryan.
Yeah. He's going to be gone. He'll be smelling feet all over the nation. He won't be coaching football.
He'll have plenty of time. Yeah. On.
And if anybody wondering what I'm talking about, just look it up on YouTube.
That's right.
One of the strangest things you will ever see.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's toast. They got beat last night too.
Oh yeah.
So they have won a total of two games this year.
And don't be surprised if the Carolina Panthers make a change after this year. Yeah. One of the worst teams I've seen take the field.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think Ron Rivera's done a bad job. No, I don't think it's him.
I think
it's upper management.
When they made all their trade, they traded Steve Smith.
They're right. I mean, he can only a pro coach. They can only coach what the what the front office gives them.
And Cam is basically giving him nothing.
So, yeah,
I mean, Cam is non-existent.
Yeah, might be time for him to go too.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got it.
All right, Ronnie, we're coming up on a break. Okay. So we come back. We'll come back to good, bad, and the ugly, and then
finish the rest.
I'll even let you go first because you may take the entire time of good, bad, and ugly.
Well, I could take the entire time of probably the good. And
I'm sure you can find some bad in there. Auburn did score 44 points.
I'm finding it the first half, that's for sure.
So,
yeah.
And I've got plenty of bad. I've got a laundry list.
You're just a hater.
I'm just call it like I see it.
Oh, man.
All right, Jay, if you'll take us away to a break. Jay is missing in action again.
There he is.
We're about 2 minutes early, and we caught him off doing something else.
That's it. Something important.
Yeah. So we'll be back with good, bad, and the ugly, and another moolah clue coming up maybe in the next segment.
All right.
If not, the next one.
Hey, listen. If you want to talk Alabama-Auburn football, give us a call, 737-9951. Be right back.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
All right, 5:21, Tuesday after the Iron Bowl, which means it's time for the good, the bad, ugly, runny.
That's
take it away.
Well, I'm going to take... Of course, certainly I'm on the Alabama side here. So if I'm talking if I'm going to give you the good from Alabama, Jason, it's got to be just the offensive production, okay? And I'll back that up with some facts. Fact number one, 55 points. Fact number two, 24 first downs, 539 yards of total offense, 312 yards passing, 227 yards rushing. Third down conversion, 5 out of 9.
Can't stress 9 enough. How do you play a football game with 9 third downs?
And fourth down conversion, they were 2 for 2. Again, that is the good from the University of Alabama in the Iron Bowl. They hung 55 points on Auburn. The bad has to be two things. Blake Sims, who threw 3 interceptions that a 7th grader might have thrown. And the 7th grader could have intercepted. I think if he had had one more pick, they would have pulled him. Because if you noticed, you had Coker over there warming up.
Which would have been game Auburn.
Game Auburn, that's right. So the bad, to me, would be Blake Sims and the 3 interceptions, even though he comes back and plays well and leads them to a victory. The ugly, just have to tell it like you see it, the ugly is the Alabama defense, especially the first half. I say that because they gave up a total of 628 yards. They gave up 44 points, and they were only averaging giving up 14.5. The most anybody had scored on them was 23 points. Auburn had exceeded that by the first half. Nothing but ugly.
Yeah, nothing pretty about that.
That's right. The good and the bad. And again, the bad was the Alabama defense, especially the first half. The ugly had to be the initial kickoff by Griffith.
Yeah, that was ugly. Still hadn't figured out.
Still do not have a clue. Apparently Saban did not know what was going on either, because Griffith did not come back in and kick again. The punter, their easily fourth best player, did the rest of the duties. So again, there's my good, the offense, bad, Blake Sims 3 picks, and the ugly was the initial kickoff.
All right. As for Auburn, I am going to have to say something good about them. So sure. I'm going to say the good total yards was your bad. It's going to be my good. Auburn racked up 628 yards, 456 passing by Nick Marshall. Nick Marshall looked like an all-star NFL player for a change.
Had a career.
The bad, I can't say it enough. And I'm gonna say the Auburn defense / Ellis Johnson, because there's got to be a head to everything. Ellis Johnson was the head of the defense. The ugly, no doubt about it. 4th and 1, and we have 10 defensive players on the field with a hole that me and you both could have run through
without a helmet.
Right, and there is so much more ugly I could go into, but I'm going to stop there, take it easy on Auburn, and move on down the road. We'll get ready for that Music City Bowl or wherever, the Weed Eater Bowl or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, man. There it is.
That's it. Hey, while we're talking about ugly and bad.
Okay.
What about Jimbo Fisher says, SEC perception is a result of brainwashed.
Brainwashed.
Yeah, the SEC... no better than anybody else, which we talked about last weekend. They didn't look any better than anybody.
No, they didn't this past week. No, they didn't.
But
has Jimbo forgotten how many of the national championships they've won in recent years?
Yeah, Jimbo actually said, I think we all become brainwashed too, just like the media have become brainwashed when people tell you things sometimes. I'm not saying that out of disrespect. You guys say one conference is better, but I don't think it's drastic, so... Hey, stir the pot a little more, Jimbo. You don't have enough problems with your quarterback staying out of trouble, so let's jump on the SEC.
Well, maybe you'll get an opportunity to show that again.
Yeah, maybe they will. And, Ronnie, you write this down. If Alabama plays Florida State, I might even wear a crimson.
I was going to say, would you wear a hat?
I would definitely give you a roll tie.
Would you wear a hat during the game?
I probably would.
I'll buy it.
All right. I don't want any more of those shirts like we had at
Grumpy's.
Yeah, Grumpy's. Those of you don't know, yeah. Ronnie brought me one of his wife's shirts.
And yeah, you filled it out.
Oh,
but
I filled it
you
up.
You filled it out different than she does. Oh, man.
So, anyway, that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we'll move on down the road now
that
that's discussed.
That's right. So.
All right, Ronnie. What have we got coming up? Championship weekend starting Thursday night.
That's right.
Central Florida, East Carolina.
Well, that's a...
Yeah, that's a snoozer. Yeah. That'll be another one.
That'll be one. You'll be snoring through that one.
But it gets better.
Okay.
Saturday, we've always got Northern Illinois and Bowling Green.
Man, I'm getting some of that one.
Here is one of interest. Arizona and Oregon. Arizona already beat Oregon once this year. Don't think they'll do it again.
No, they'll get lit up.
Iowa State, TCU. I don't think
Iowa State has
anything.
No chance.
No. Louisiana Tech at Marshall. Let's skip SMU at Connecticut. Who cares?
Yeah, Marshall sitting there at 11-1.
Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. Again, who cares?
That's right. Who cares? Oklahoma State 5-6. Oklahoma 8-3. Oklahoma sitting there at number 6. Is that right?
No, I've got them at number 20.
Okay.
So, one, there will be interest in number 1 Alabama versus number 17 in Missouri and what could be the ugliest SEC matchup in history.
It's possible, but who knows? It could turn out to be one of the best ones.
Is this the Missouri team that lost to Indiana? The Missouri team that beat Georgia? So.
You don't know.
What about Georgia and Georgia Tech, sir? Did you see
that? Unbelievable. I saw the last minute and a half or 2 minutes of it, and that's really all you needed to see. You think anybody could be sicker than Mark Richt?
No.
And again, a kickoff.
And how does he do it? Every year he wins just enough to be on the borderline, but just enough to stay.
So, I know. I don't understand it either.
They say he's a good Christian man, so he must be spending time in the prayer closet.
He needs to. But that was some more ball game right there. Georgia, scores, take the lead with 20-something seconds to go, and they kick it off, and instead of kicking it deep or even kicking it out of bounds, they kind of pooched it.
And pooch is a that's hot a terrible, word
that's,
today.
That's right. And they returned it out to the 45-yard line, still with, 20 seconds or so to go, Georgia Tech, that is. They drive down, kick a 53-yard field goal to tie it. Score a touchdown, their possession, and Georgia throws an interception and gets beat. You were ahead with 23 seconds.
It sounds like something that happened to Auburn. Eddie thought I was kidding a while ago about scoring too quick. Auburn, if there's any time on the clock, the other team has time to score.
Well, they do, but the same thing can be said for Auburn, too. If there's any time on the clock, they got time to score,
yeah,
too.
If Auburn got time to run 2 or 3 plays, I think they got a chance to score.
That's right. So,
what do you think about Florida State, Georgia Tech? Georgia Tech's got a chance.
I think Georgia Tech's got a chance. Everybody who's played them has had a chance.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think they've got a chance. I plan on watching the game.
Wisconsin, Ohio State.
That's one I thought I would never pick. Would want Ohio State to win, but I do because I'd rather play Ohio State, as we said earlier, in the playoff over TCU. Because I think if Ohio State can win that, they will jump them. They will jump them to the 4 spot and drop TCU. What do you think?
Yeah,
you think that's possible?
I think I agree with you. And like I said, I wouldn't want to play TCU if I'm Alabama, especially after seeing what Marshall done to the Alabama secondary.
Yeah.
If Auburn scored 44, TCU might score 64.
Score 144.
One more. Not of much interest here. Fresno State at Boise State.
Yeah, that's a zero interest.
Yeah, who cares about that? If you care about that game, give us a call we'll send you out to eat that night or something.
Yeah. Buy you a meal or something.
But you're going to have to watch the game and prove you watch the game.
There you
games.
Go.
Anybody tough enough to watch that.
Have to write a report.
Yeah.
So those are the games coming up.
All right, we pretty much wrapped it up for football, so I think we were going to pick some high school basketball games, and we skipped around it, jumped around it, and
we never did do it.
I'll have
to go back and find it if I can here, Justin.
Let's keep us a running total.
Yep.
At the end of the season. Hey, by the way, we had several stakes bet this past weekend.
How did we come out? What were they bet on?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I remember we had
two
or three.
I think you and me won and OU won.
All right. So.
Yeah, we're even.
We're even. I thought about that. Who won the stakes? I don't even remember.
I tell you what I didn't win. I had a board set up, $10 a square.
Yeah.
The numbers, you know, the office squares. I didn't even get a bite.
You didn't?
Didn't even get a bite of it.
And you did the work?
Yep, I done the work and give the money out. So.
All right, here are the local games again, Jason. We'll go through them quickly. Addison at St. Bernard, who you got?
Boy, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to say Addison.
Okay.
Don't know why, but I'm saying Addison.
I'm going to go with St. Bernard. Okay. Gadsden City at Coleman.
How bad did Coleman get beat the first time?
I'm thinking it was at least 15 to 18, maybe 20.
I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to say Gadsden City.
I am too. I'm going Gadsden City.
Sorry, Coach Mike.
He won't hold it against us. Russellville at Fairview.
I don't know anything about either one of them, but Russellville sounds like they're going to be good.
I'm taking Russellville.
Russellville.
I'll take them too. West Point at Good Hope.
West Point at Good Hope. I'm going to say West Point.
And I pick West Point as well. Holly Pond at Hansville.
Holly Pond.
Susan Moore at Vinemont.
Vinemont. Oh, we agree again.
We agree again. There are our picks. Now, Jason, we need to do that. Those are our boy picks. Yeah, we need to pick the girl winners, too.
We got to be. And starting next week, Ronnie, we're going to have player of the week each week.
Yeah.
So I think that'll give us a week to get our feed under us. And
yeah, okay. Real quickly, Addison, St. Bernard, girls.
I'm going to go Addison again.
I'm with you.
If they can play volleyball, they can play basketball.
That's exactly right. Garden City.
Garden City's got a team, man. I'm going Garden
City.
They're
having to play outside since the building's condemned. Gadsden City at Coleman. Gadsden City.
I'm going sweep Gadsden City.
I'm doing the same. Russellville, Fairview.
Russellville.
I'm with you. West Point, Good Hope.
This one I'm going to swap around and go Good Hope.
You're going Good Hope. I'm going West Point. Susan Moore at Vinemont.
I'm going Susan Moore.
And I'm going Susan Moore, too. All right, there are our local picks for basketball for the games going on tonight. Come Thursday, we'll see how we did.
Hey, and if anybody has seen any of the county teams, I have not made it out to a game yet, so I'm pretty much picking in the blind.
Yeah.
If somebody can share some info on any of these teams, yeah, give us a call. Yeah. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what we do know. Boys, on the boys' side, we know Holly Pond and we know Cold Springs are strong. We
right.
know that. West Point, I think, is pretty good. West Point's got a pretty good club. Vinemont, and I talked to Coach Johnson, you know, he thinks they can have a pretty good year.
Didn't they play pretty close with Cold Springs for the biggest part of the game?
Yeah, it's very close. Cold Springs won it at the end or late in the fourth, and that was at Cold Springs, and it's hard to go to Cold Springs and win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a tough place to go play. Maybe the toughest place in this whole county to go play is at Cold Springs. But now I think, again, Coach Johnson at Vinemont, he thinks will have a decent, you know, club this year. I think Good Hope is struggling so far. But, you know, those things can change as well. Hansville should be okay. You know, not trying to cause any kind of controversy, but it hurt them when, you know, Bronte transferred or moved from Hansville to Coleman. You know, that took away certainly one of his starters, one of his best players, if not his single best player, I don't know. So
yeah, when you take away one of your best players, if not your best player,
yeah,
especially on the smaller schools that we have here in Cullman County, you talking about making a big difference.
That's exactly right. Then Fairview will be better than they were last year. Their girls will also be better than they were last year. Holly Pond's girls strong. West Point's girls are they've won, I think, a few games already this year. You know, John Webber has taken over.
Oh, I didn't realize he was.
Yeah, Regina Jones, she stepped down. And now John Webber, which is Tammy West's brother.
A little basketball in
there. There's some knowledge right there. Danny Webber's son is now the coach at West Point girls, and I see where they're winning some games. Vimont is struggling. We'll see how many wins are on the table for them, but I think they've struggled a little bit so far. Who am I missing? Hansville. Girls are much better.
Yeah, Hansville girls.
They're well coached and very much improved. Cummins girls are okay. As far as playing the county schools, I think that certainly they would. Honestly, they will win the majority of those.
If they ever have a good looking school contest,
boy, they've got it.
Cullman, that school is off the charts.
It is.
It's going to be something.
Yeah.
That hopefully the students will be proud of and
take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a college campus.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a college campus.
And man, when you roll around that football field, see the football field, and then go up by the tennis courts.
Yeah.
Make that turn and see the front of that school.
Yeah. It's very pretty.
Wow, yeah.
Beautiful campus.
Yeah, so. All right. Jay, did we run over on the break here, or are we working on the second one, or what? So.
You're good.
All right. We'll talk on then.
couple other teams there. We mentioned Hansville girls. Good Hope's girls. That's who I was trying to think of. Good Hope's girls are pretty good, very competitive, winning some ball games. And, Michael Olaker has done a good job there for a long time. Scotty Kofor is helping him. So you can't get better help than Scotty Kofor, that's for sure. So that's just kind of a quick rundown. Of course, Cullman, we know they are going to be they will be strong.
We need to get Coach Meyer back in here and – or at least get him on the phone one day and get an update.
And verbally abuse him.
Yeah. He's like me. He may not want to talk whole lot after the Dolphin game.
That's right. But he's got a really good club. He had two, I believe, All-State guards returning. And then with adding Bronte in there, that could potentially be another one. I don't, certainly they've all got to perform, but they're all capable of being All-State players. So. He's got a chance to have a
Cullman and Cullman County has got some talent this year hey, get out and watch them play. I can't wait to. I'm going to actually try to make that Cold Springs Holly Pond game Friday night. I'm not saying I'll be there, but I'm going to try. I could fall asleep between the house and Holly Pond.
That's right. That's
just
it.
Decide to pull over and take me.
There you go. You just stop at the house and pull in the driveway. There's some good talent out there, girls and boys. Some kids that probably are going to see play at the next level in some capacity. So if you get a chance to get out there, watch those high school teams play, do so. They'd love to have the support.
While we're talking about basketball, running, you coached high school basketball, and I know at that time. 80 years ago, I mean, not 80 years ago.
Almost.
But at that time, probably AAU wasn't as influential as it is now.
No.
But what's your take on AAU ball and the part they're playing? It seems like AAU has pretty much taken over and is running afoul a lot of times.
Yeah, it has, and some of it is done well, and some of it isn't done well, if you happen to be in the realm that it's done well, it's really good for the kids. They play a ton of games. They travel all over and play. I know Chuck Gamble's daughter Meg at Holly Pond was on an AAU team, and I think they may have even won the national championship. They were playing down in Orlando. you know, it just has to do with the teammates that you, the people you're playing with, and who's coaching the squads.
But if you're gonna play D1, you've got to play AAU now.
Yeah, everybody does. Yeah,
it is a must. It's not an option.
That's right. You know, it's just a showcase for you to just, you know, show what your talents are. You know, it's just a.
And Coach Meyer, when he sat in that day when you were off vacation,
yeah.
In Jamaica,
yeah, man.
He was a little, no, I wouldn't say upset, but kind of seemed a little disturbed at the influence that AAU coaches are having on players.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the high school coaches,
right?
And spending so much more time with them, where the high school coaches are restricted on the time they can spend. And
that's it. I mean, you know, it's wide open. There's no regulations with that, and. I mean, who?
Nike anybody, involved.
Yeah, and, yeah. And who can coach an AAU team? Anybody.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go coach a team.
You're not a convicted fellow.
Yeah, I could go coach a team. You know, or some guy that doesn't know anything about basketball, just want to coach, you know, coach a team. But, I'm not a huge supporter of it, but I understand it. If kids are good enough and they'll play the next level, they pretty much have to.
Yeah, it's as many bad things as there is. It's like you said, you've got to do it to get noticed. The camps important. Things have changed since back the day I was in school.
Absolutely, you know, and it used to be, you know, years ago where you were restricted even from a high school level or as a high school coach is how much time you can put in. And boy, they have really loosened those reins up. You know, you've got all these team camps that you can play, you know, in the summer and all these play dates. I mean,
when I was in school, you couldn't even play. If you were playing high school basketball, you could not even play on a church league or men's league team.
Yeah. Yeah.
No other ball other than that.
So. Yeah. But it has certainly been the Athletic Association has loosened a lot of those guidelines. And, you know, it's basically for a kid now, it's basically a full-time job being an athlete.
Yeah. And the days and – Coleman, we see it more two-sport, three-sport athletes.
Yeah.
But the bigger schools, you don't see that anymore.
Yeah. So. You know, there's so much time required of these kids on a specific sport. You know, and I've heard Saban say, you know, a few years ago, when he was recruiting, he was looking for kids who played two and three sports. He loved to go watch baseball games.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, a press conference and interviews that he loved to go watch kids that he was recruiting play baseball. I guess that would have, you know, all do with, you know, just the athletic ability, eye-hand coordination, all those kind of things. So he emphasized that he liked kids that play multiple sports.
And to tell you how that is, I don't know what was going on, but came through by Coleman last night, the baseball field's lit up. I'm thinking somebody just left the lights on.
Yeah.
So we get up beside the field, I look over there. There's players out in the outfield in uniform. So they're playing some game
some
last
kind of
night.
Something.
Yeah. I don't have any idea who it was, what,
it was,
but they were playing baseball last night, December 1st.
First.
Playing baseball.
Brr.
Yeah. when you and I were in school, Ronnie, and I keep going back to those days.
Yeah.
But football, basketball pretty much run together.
Yeah.
But between basketball and baseball, there was a break. And if you played basketball, you would have 3, maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Before baseball started. Now, as soon as the county tournament, the area
tournament. Oh, yeah, they're already playing.
Yeah. They've got their coats on.
Yeah. Play out there in the sleet.
Their long johns.
I know. Have a heater.
Baseball.
Heaters in the dugout. So, yeah, you freeze to death. So. But the Athletic Association, the guidelines have really been loosened up, and it's allowing coaches, you know, a lot more time to be with their kids.
How about this? If we've got anybody listening and – I know people are afraid to call, don't want to say something. You're not going to say anything any goofier than what me and Ronnie say. And we'll never catch it if you do say anything goofy. So if you've got somebody playing AAU ball of any capacity, want to give us your opinion on AAU, because I'd like to hear a parent of someone who plays AAU. I know some kids that play travel baseball, and like you said, it's a full-time job.
Yeah, and that'll get in your wallet, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're traveling every weekend, staying in hotels.
That's it.
But, you know, if you're in
that
upper
one of those, that's right.
Nike will take care of that,
right.
Or Adidas, or
that's right.
Somebody, some company will take care of that for you. So.
Yeah.
All right, our screen is blank here. So.
So are we.
I think Jay's trying to tell us something.
He must be.
All right, Jay, can you take us to our last break? And you just came in here. I time it wrong every time.
Every time. Yep.
Let us regroup on our information, and we'll try to close this thing out with moolah.
Okay, that's what I'm going to say. You want to do another moolah clue?
So I don't know if Cindy's eligible or not, but if
well,
so.
You better decide.
Yeah. I don't know the last time she won, probably 3 weeks ago.
At least.
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Moolah.
The old polka dot cow is out of the pasture.
And in Coleman County.
In Coleman County.
And we already know that if you're going fishing, you might see moolah.
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to say, if you are looking for moolah, the sum of the road is, let me add it up.
I don't know what that road is.
13.
Is that what? Okay.
I'm going to check it, double check it right here while you're going over some stuff.
Okay.
If that's a wrong number, I'll come back to it.
Yeah, but you ought to know that number.
I should know that number, but I don't.
Man, it travels all over the
all
county,
over Coleman County.
All over Coleman
Sometimes
County.
I venture out all the way out to Cold Springs.
You are almost you're almost in the world then, aren't you? Hey, Jason, here's just a few facts I'm going to give you about the Iron Bowl this past weekend. I'm just going to read some of these off. The key to the Iron Bowl was the red zone. Auburn got into the red zone 7 times, but managed just 2 touchdowns and 5 field goals. Alabama scored touchdowns on all 5 of its trips into the red zone.
And, Ray, like we talked about,
7 times,
I'm not sure
touchdowns.
Going into the Alabama game,
yeah,
but I know a couple of games ago, Auburn was in the top 2 or 3 in the
yeah
nation in red
right
zone score.
They just couldn't get it done. That was the difference in the game. Yeah, their defense was terrible. They gave up tons of points. They gave up 55. But offensively, they didn't get it done either. I mean, yeah, they had tons of yards. You know, from the 20 to the 20, they were up and down the field. But
yep,
inside the 20, they didn't get any, they didn't get it done. Here's another one. There'd never been a receiver that had 200 yards of receiving in an Iron Bowl game. Well, this past weekend, that streak was ended, and it was ended by Amari Cooper and Sammy Coates. Both of them had over 200 yards of receiving.
Hey, that's a nice word. And I predicted, if you remember, Amari Cooper would break all records against Auburn, and he did.
That's right. He absolutely did. A couple more. After throwing his third interception, Blake Sims, and he threw two in the second quarter. He comes back out. The first possession of the third quarter, he throws another interception. But after that, he led the Tide to five consecutive touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. He got things under control.
Five times in a row.
Hey, Ryan, before we go on any further,
yes,
the total is 13.
Okay. So give that clue.
Some of the road where Moolah was hidden is 13. Total sum of the road. So.
Total sum of the road is 13.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Carry on, brother.
Okay, give you a couple other facts. This is the 12th time Alabama's trailed at half under Nick Saban. The Crimson Tide has gone 3-8 in their previous 11 games when facing a halftime deficit under Saban.
Wow, so Mr. Saban not
he's
so
not good if he's
when,
not leading at half. That's pretty interesting. Amari Cooper, 224 yards against Auburn, ties his own school record from earlier this season against Tennessee. Cooper now owns three of the top five receiving performances in school history, all coming this year.
Running,
Amari Cooper, talent.
He seems, from everything I've seen and heard of him, seemed like a great kid. I wish him the best.
Absolutely. Real low key, doesn't like to talk, you know, that kind of thing.
And he plays PlayStation. So if you play PlayStation Madden game, you've got to be a pretty good guy.
Hey, and you noticed something also about him too, Jason, and I saw that from some of the Auburn's receivers as well. He makes a great catch, scores a touchdown or whatever. He just gets up, gives the ball to the official, and just plays. You know, I mean, there's no
that is gone for the most part.
That's right. So. You know, it's like, Bear Bryant used to say, act like you've been there before when you get to the end zone.
These NFL players, they'll score a touchdown or really make a tackle. Let's say they sack the quarterback. They get up and do their dance and,
That's right.
Push their chest out. These guys are getting paid millions of dollars to do that.
That's right.
They're just doing their job. What if you went into work and, you turned a paper in that you were supposed to do there?
Yeah.
A report. Now, can you see you dancing and sticking your chest out and dancing around the office?
No.
That wouldn't last long.
No, I don't really see that. But a couple more things here, Jason. Alabama-Auburn combined, as we know, for 99 points in the most recent installment of the Iron Bowl. That's the most combined points in a game in the history of the rivalry, which was first played in 1892. Alabama 55 points, and then, of course, Auburn had 44 points. So most points, and people already know that, most points scored in an Iron Bowl game. Here's another one. This is the most points Alabama has ever allowed in a win.
Most points they've ever allowed in a win.
In a win. Yep. Auburn is the first team to pass and rush for 100 yards in the first half against Alabama since Texas A&M did it in 2012. Just another.
Oh, there is so many things. If you took Auburn's stats.
Oh, I know, you're right.
Hit Alabama and look down through there, you would think this team wiped the field.
You certainly would.
Then on the other hand, you take Alabama's stats.
Yeah.
Do the same thing, and you think it's a blowout.
That's right.
Alabama's way.
That's right. The thing, and Jason, you and I talked about, you take Alabama's offense, Alabama's defense, Auburn's offense, Auburn's defense. Auburn's defense is so much worse than the other three segments of those teams.
Oh, yeah.
That ended up being the difference. And no, irregardless of how bad Alabama defensively may have played the first half or how good Auburn played offense for the first half, the bottom line factor was Auburn's defense was so much worse than any other portion of the game.
There's no doubt about it, and which brings me to a question regarding Will Muschamp that I've heard. I think we may have even talked about it, and I think I've even said it. I've even said Gus Malzahn offense, his teams are naturally going to give up more points than a normal team. But then, Ray, if you look at time of possession, Auburn had the ball 7 minutes more mm-hmm. than Alabama did.
That's right.
So, really, you know, I don't know if that holds true or not.
Right.
When you win the time of possession, the defense, yeah. you know, Auburn's right. defense was
well,
on the bench.
Less, yeah. They were out there, you know, defensively, they were on the field less than Alabama was, just for, well, at I've least even, for this game.
Yeah, I've even heard, or not heard, but read some commentators talking about that Will Muschamp wouldn't want to coach mm-hmm. defense under a Gus Malzahn mm-hmm. offense. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be on the same on the field
yeah.
basically the same time, and yeah. we're frying again.
It would be interesting, Jason, to know if you look back for the whole season to see Auburn's time of possession as opposed to, you know, the opposing team.
I will look that up.
That would be interesting yeah. to know. For the
and
season.
I think Auburn will probably win the time of possession.
I think you're probably
as strange
right.
as that is.
But you know, the perception, like you said, yeah. is a hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And yeah, in some cases that's true. And here's where Auburn has the advantage. Their hurry up, yeah, they hurry up, but they keep getting drives and they keep yeah. getting plays. You know, it's not three plays and punt.
Right.
You know, it's five play. I mean, it's eight plays. It's 12 plays. You know, they're able to hang on to the. They're able to move the chains. Is what I'm trying to say. Even though they're playing a hurry up, they're able to move the chains, which keeps their defense off the field. Now, if they're going to play hurry up and they can't move the chains, then they're in trouble defensively. Anybody is.
One more, and I'm not sure about this, but yeah. one more thing before we go. I think, and I'm going to check on this too. Auburn turned the ball over the first play of the game, the last three ball games.
Well, who were their last? Who was the?
Alabama, Samford, and Georgia. If it wasn't Georgia, then
Mississippi State. Didn't they do that in Mississippi State?
Yeah, they did it in Mississippi State, too. And I'm not sure about Texas A&M. They may have done it the Texas A&M game.
Wow.
But they've done it at least three of the last four.
Four.
First play of the game.
They've turned it over. So that's what happened to them against Mississippi State. They turned it over, you know, back to back, and they were in a hole.
Mississippi State showed their true colors in the air.
Yeah,
though, so.
Yeah. The Mississippi schools did. They ended up about what you know you yeah. people expected.
Better than Auburn.
That's right. Ended up better than Auburn. Hey, I'm gonna give you one more stat, and I know we got to go. Jay says since you might be interested in this, since Gus Malzahn took over as head coach, Auburn is averaging 200.5 rushing yards per game outside the tackles in its wins. Outside the tackles, compared to 118 yards in its losses. In its loss to Georgia, Auburn ran for the fewest yards outside the tackles, 32 yards.
32 yards.
Alabama leads the SEC in rushing yards allowed in that direction at 38.6 per game. So it's pretty obvious there for Gus Malzahn and his Auburn offense to be successful. It's for them to run outside the tackles.
Yeah, yeah. Use that speed.
That's it.
All right, winding it up. Ronnie, let me say congratulations. Congratulations to all Alabama fans. I wish you, this is hard to say, wish you the best in the SEC championship.
I'll get you a hat to wear.
And if you play Florida State, let's get a win, bring the championship back to Alabama.
I hear you.
All right, that wraps it up for the Tuesday edition, the Post-Iron Bowl. Ronnie, it's been fun, and I'm going to say it again, War Eagle.
And I'll say it also, a big Roll Tide.
We'll see you Thursday, folks.
his feet. She comes ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? I stand here on the edge of the seat. Out the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Confused the hours with talking. It's twisted.